Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Apparently, Raymundo has a major update on the hoodie quilt that he ordered for me. Raymundo, what's the update?
So I had to talk to PayPal, and I even talked to the company just because it had already been an entire month and I hadn't received the quilt yet. And they did email me back and they gave some reason. Quilts take time. And I said, well, I really need this hoodie quilt. And they said that basically PayPal is going to try and refund it because the company's website doesn't even work anymore.
So you're going to get the money back for the quilt and the money that I gave you for winning.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, money-wise, however you want it to go down, but I'm just saying, I think it's the order's canceled,
yeah.
And PayPal's vetting it, it's donezo. Because if you go to quiltus.com, that's not even a website anymore. You get an error message. At one time it was, the company, I guess, went out of business, or it was a scam.
So how much do you owe me back?
$200. I can look at Venmo, but I believe it's that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, $140 was for the quilt, and $100 was his winnings.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember what the deal was.
So that means I still have 100 in winnings. We could do another version of that game.
Well, I mean, it sucks, but I guess you got to vet these companies, make sure that they're not trying to steal your money. I mean, how hard is it to make a hoodie quilt? Make the thing. Let's go. Send it.
Raymundo could have made one himself and just given it to me and been like, I got it.
Oh, true.
He could. Yeah. It'd been, I don't know why he didn't do that. Raymundo, do you want a week to make a hoodie quilt?
How? My mom made quilts throughout our lives, but I cannot ask her to make us a quilt because I think she said her days of making quilts are done. It's a very tough thing to do, which is why I do believe it was a trick website all along. Because how can you make a quilt for $100? People work on those for months.
Well, if it's a business, yeah.
So what would you like me to do, Raymundo? Because I'm willing to give you a chance to keep this money and not have it back as a refund. What would you like to do?
Well, Quilt Us definitely screwed me. I don't know how to make a quilt. My mom doesn't have any access to hoodie stuff. She lives in BFE. So, I mean, I just don't think I can do a hoodie quilt.
Hmm. Can she make me a quilt that just says hoodie in letters across it with a fish?
Yeah!
Blowfish.
Yeah. A blowfish. If she can make me a quilt that has a hoodie across it with a blowfish on it, I will substitute that as what I was expecting from you.
Okay.
And just let her cry.
Okay. But today is May 18th, so okay. I'm going to say she has until June 18th.
Okay, sounds good.
And if I get it, you keep all that money.
Dang, mom's about to be the most dominant force if she's able to pull this off for me.
So it's just hoodie and a blowfish. It had to be hoodie and the blowfishes. It's the word hoodie across the quilt and then a blowfish.
Okay.
All right. See, I don't want the money back. What do you think about that, Eddie?
Well, it's just weird that Ray always ends up in these like scam things.
Yes,
like,
always.
I don't understand.
It's so true.
Yeah. I do want to say this about Amy's podcast. It's called Four Things with Amy Brown. She has confirmed that she'll be interviewing Robin Roberts for an episode that's coming up.
Wow.
And Robin Roberts is a huge inspiration to you.
Yeah. I've wanted her on my podcast forever, and it's just crazy that, I mean, I've wanted to even just meet her, like casually just hi and be in her presence and just stare at her. But she's coming on the podcast, and I'm going to be talking with her one-on-one, and I can't believe it. So that'll be tomorrow, and then it'll air this Thursday.
Do you want a tip?
Yes, I want all the tips. I'm going to call you probably right before, too, just to remind me.
The tip is just to tell her you're a big fan, but not act like it.
Okay.
Because you're going to hate yourself if you're just goo-goo-ga-ga
right.
the whole time.
And I get that they don't. My listeners on the podcast don't want to listen to that.
But and you can goo-goo-ga-ga at the end of it.
Okay.
Just don't do it at the beginning because it'll make her feel weird.
Okay.
Because then she feels like she's got to kind of take care of you the whole interview.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, hey, I'm a huge fan. Well, you've done this, and I want to ask you this. And be very professional, but a big fan. And then at the end, you can be like, I got to be honest. I just so – you can geek out at the end because then she doesn't have to – like walk with you knowing you're an out of control super fan, which you are, and that's cool.
But I appreciate that advice.
Because I have people that come in that I am huge fans of. But for most of the interview, I try to maintain some sort of, I'm a normal human being.
Right. I want to be normal, but also professional.
Well, those are the same thing.
Oh, normal and professional are the same? Oh.
In an interview setting.
I'm saying a normal person that would get excited if they were meeting
someone. You can get excited, just don't super fan, because I get excited. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes our show a bit different, is we get excited about people we talk to, but don't super fan, because that will make her uncomfortable.
Got it.
Especially if you're going to talk about things that are not all fun stuff to talk about.
Right. No, we won't be talking about necessarily fun
so
things.
So at the end, you'd be like, ah.
Okay, yeah, because I got to set the tone. Mm-hmm. Got it. From the beginning.
Amy, how do you pick the questions? Like, how do you know what you're going to ask her?
I have like an outline in my head. I just have things. I mean, especially, I don't have long with her, first of all. I think I have 20 minutes, 15,
that's,
20 minutes.
That's good though.
Okay. So, well, yeah, I'm just thinking like podcast stuff. But I'm going to focus Eddie on, she's an extremely optimistic person and has a lot of wisdom of going through a lot. And I want my listeners to get inside some of that and how she approaches life, especially during this time. I think it's applicable.
You can say all that stuff in a question. Hey, I think you're super positive. I think blah, blah, blah. Our listeners think, that's a question. Say it like that.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably just do it like that.
Just play this clip of me telling you. That's exciting for you though.
I'm super pumped. Exciting. So thank you.
I got a question here from Hillary. She texted me this. She goes, I saw American Idol was renewed for a fourth season. Why is it considered the fourth season when there have been more seasons than that? How many seasons do you say there have been? I say there have been four seasons on ABC. Mm-hmm. So American Idol's in its fourth season on ABC. Because it was on Fox for years and years and years. Went over to ABC. So it's in its fourth season on ABC. So it was just renewed for its fourth season. That doesn't mean anything about me or the judges or anything yet. So, but the show is coming back next year, which is exciting for the show. I love that show. I love all the people I met, and you know, last night was the finale, and it was been a cool experience for me. But that's why. Let's see. I'm just marking out some stuff here. So kids are out for summer.
Yeah, they are. I'm pretty excited. I'm going to give them a week off of like no learning at all, and then after this week, we'll start back with, I don't know, an hour a day. Of some sort of, I've got worksheets and stuff we'll go through just to keep it going. Because especially with them and English being their second language, we can't fall behind with the summer. We don't have that luxury.
I want to play a couple clips because I did the Opry this week with Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, and Morgan Evans, which is a fun one for me because I'm friends with all three of them, more so than I just kind of know them. But it was fun to, you know, watch Keith just play acoustic and because he goes hard even playing solo acoustic. Meaning some people, when they play acoustic, they get the guitar and they play a slow, gentle version of their song on acoustic guitar that may be a beat, but they play it. He doesn't. He freaking dials in. Drives a massive truck, too. Keith Urban does. I got behind him, and I thought, who in the world would drive a truck this big? And it was Keith, because we pulled into the same in the same entrance. But he was so good. And it's just crazy, because there's nobody in the Grand Ole Opry. Like, I produce and I host the show, but there's nobody in there. I'm the only person in the audience. I've been able to watch a lot of shows with the only person in the audience. Like Garth, Trisha, all these folks, Marty Stewart, Ricky Skaggs. It's just one after the other. Trace Atkins. Like, I'm the only one in the room. I don't even, I guess, think about it like that. But I'm basically getting a private in-person concert from all these artists. This weekend's going to be great, too. Craig Morgan will be doing it. It's one for the troops and first responders. So, frontline. Here is a clip of Keith doing Long Hot Summer. Here you go.
It's gonna be a long hot summer. Wish to be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio. Such a beautiful sound.
There's nobody else, just him and a guitar. And so here's Kelsey doing Homecoming Queen.
But what if I told you the world wouldn't end? If you started showing what's under your skin, what if you let them all in on the lie? Even the homecoming queen cries.
Check it out on Saturday. We'll be doing another one. It'll be on the Opry Facebook, the Circle Network. It's all over the place. Circle Network's everywhere. I see commercials for me pop up, and I don't even remember cutting the commercial.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, I mean, my dad was asking me about them. I see them. I had another friend text me about them, just wondering. I keep seeing Bobby on TV with these, asking about what it is, and I tell him.
You go to the Circle Network website and see if it's on in your town, but mm-hmm. It's on Dish now. It's really growing. All right, that's the deal. Let's get into today's show. Appreciate you guys being here. Here is Monday's Bobby Bones Show. Enjoy.
Bones.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now
this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Apparently, coffee makes you enjoy people's company more. It's a good story to start us off here. A new study found that coffee actually makes you like being around people more than you typically would. Most coffee drinkers already know that coffee makes you feel good. So now researchers are finding that it makes you feel good about social settings as well, making them not as awkward, and you become more interested in socializing. Isn't this just an early morning version of beer then?
Maybe.
Same thing.
Like, I don't drink coffee, really. I'll add an espresso shot to a tea. But I don't drink alcohol. But I'm always jealous of people who do because they're like, man, I just need to take the edge off and relax, and it makes me funnier. But it sounds like they're saying coffee does to you what alcohol does to you. Experts agreed coffee improves your engagement level in a group atmosphere. You could just insert beer in this. Same thing. Again, not a big coffee guy. Would you say you're a big coffee person?
I used to be bigger than I am.
Yeah.
Now I'm a coffee tea person, but I do agree. It's, to me, coffee or holding a mug is cozy and makes you want to talk and engage with people. Like, I could see that. It makes me comfortable.
Watching this story about how all these scientists were talking about how we just decided caffeine was an acceptable drug. Like, it does the same thing that other things do to you. Chemicals just affect your brain. Like, there's no difference in caffeine and other things that we say are bad. But we just deemed, well, it's okay. And all of a sudden, we roll with it.
Mm.
Much like alcohol versus marijuana.
Yeah.
We just went, well, this one's okay and this one's not.
Yeah. The coffee bean's totally fine, but a marijuana plant? Don't be crazy.
So, and then that was their point. They're both naturally grown.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, here we are. What a way to start a Monday, right? let's hear from Liz. Here you go.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. So, Bobby, congratulations to you and Caitlin. You know that all of your people are cheering you guys on, and we're so excited for you. But here's the big question. Now that you all have made this big decision to move in together, are you finally on Caitlin's family group text? Let us know.
All right, thanks for the question. I guess I text with her dad, but I'm not on a group text yet. So there hasn't been a situation that has called for a group text for me to be involved in it yet.
So what do you text with her dad about?
We had a big surprise for her this weekend.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, I'm secretly driving over there. So can you be ready? So yeah, so that. And then I also have a deal with Bass Pro. And I sent him a bunch of Bass Pro gift cards. And I was like, hey, he's a big fly fisherman. So I was like, hey, will you use these? He said, don't worry about what I'm texting him about. Be questioning me.
What? That's totally legit for me to be curious about that.
You were acting like you were up to something.
Well, yeah, because next thing you know, I don't know what you're going to be texting him about.
I'm not on the group family text, but there hasn't been one yet. But I appreciate that. A lot of listeners were tagging me because we announced on a Friday show that Caitlin is going back to California and getting her stuff and moving here. And she has to be here by June 1st. So a lot of people were listening and crying and tagging me on Instagram story. And if you're new to this show, I've never lived with anybody like that ever. So it's a whole new world. A whole new world for me and me. Okay, all right. It is a whole new world. Sometimes I get a segment that is just so ludicrous, I go, well, not only are we not going to do it, but I got to highlight the fact that it was rejected because I can't believe that someone on the show wanted to suggest this be a segment. So here we go with rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
This one comes to us from our audio producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, describe the segment you pitched to me.
Yeah, so I was trying to start a trend. You know, those challenges are coming around. There was the ice bucket challenge. That was a huge one. There's other ones, ghost pepper, all this. So I thought, let's try and make the new challenge. So, especially since malls are just opening and retail places, let's get people back shopping. So I thought, what if we were to have maybe people on the show, our listeners, we go to a shoe store and you try shoes on, just like you're going to buy them. That's totally normal. Well, when people try on shoes, they usually kind of jog around. But instead of just jogging, what if you take off sprinting out of the store and totally juke the worker and see if he chases after you? But then you just come back into the store and you're like, "Ha! Oh, yeah, I was just trying out the shoes. What's up, man? Why did the security guy run after me?" And then it goes viral, and we just started the shoe challenge. Yeah!
Amy?
I mean, I think race ideas can be funny. I mean, there's potential other than you risk, like, if yeah,
going to jail
involved,
or getting hurt yeah. or anything,
right.
yes.
Or somebody else getting hurt yes. because they think you're stealing. And employees, a lot of times, yeah, they're not allowed to chase after you. Probably not going to work.
Okay. So am I justified for rejected segment?
Yeah, but I'm glad it made the segment oh, rejected
yeah.
segments.
Yeah, because it was funny. There you go. That is rejected yeah. segments. Thank you, Raymundo.
That was rejected segments.
Our video producer, Eddie, texted me and said, hey, do you like this new Luke Bryan song? Because it's called One Margarita. And I do, but I think Eddie loves this song. Is this your jam right now?
It's my jam. Bones, it's got the beach. It talks about Jimmy Buffett, Marley, and margaritas. I'm like, come on. The only thing I don't agree with, though, is like it's the one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. I'm not down with that last shot.
Okay, let me hear
That's the shot that gets you in trouble.
Let me hear the hook again. Here we go.
It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow. Leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock.
Is that something that people do, have three margaritas, then take a shot?
I mean, it must be a crazy day if you do that. Like, usually it's like, I'm cool with the whole, you know, you start the day, let's take a shot, and then we'll have a couple beers, and then that's it. But when you have three margaritas and you want to end the night on a shot, that's trouble.
Amy, what's your jam right now? If his is one margarita, what's yours real quick?
Oh, mine's Miranda Lambert Bluebird.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah, play that one, Raymundo, if you don't mind.
And if the whole wide world starts singing and all the stars go dark, I'll keep a light on in my soul, keep the bluebird in my heart.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to be the same that I've been for the past 3 months. I gotta find a new one soon, but mine's Morgan Wallen, Chasing You.
Chasing you like a side of whiskey, burning, going down, chasing you.
It's funny, Eddie will take all the cameras and put us on all of us, and everybody's singing it. He puts it over to Morgan number two, and she's got her headphones on, just not even knowing she's gonna be on camera. It's a jam, right, Morgan?
It's such a jam. Yeah. I love him.
All right, what's that article say?
Well, it's from Vanity Fair, and I have what women want in a man.
All right, how many things are there?
Well, I have three most desired qualities and then two of the worst.
Most desired. Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead. Number three.
A gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they want that in a man that they're going to be with for the forever guy.
What do you classify as being a gentleman? I mean, I think that...
Respectful. It's a respect thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not necessarily like... always getting the door.
Sure.
You put that in there?
I do that.
Okay. Do you get her chair?
No, I don't. I don't. Mm. I would if it were a setting. It depends on the setting. If we're just going to go to Olive Garden, I'm not getting her chair. But if we're dressing up, like we went to dinner for New Year's Eve, I got her chair. So I think how formal-ish it is depends on the chair. Maybe I should get her chair all the time, but
I think...
Do
you get the car door?
Not anymore. Mm. I did when we first started.
In the beginning,
dating.
You were like, sit tight. I'll be right there.
I did in the beginning when I was putting it on.
Wow.
I don't anymore. I know, I stink.
No, it's I'm not saying
because I consider myself a gentleman, and then I just went, well, I don't at Olive Garden. And then I was like, well, I don't. I need to reevaluate my life. All right. I say a gentleman is someone who's respectful, and I try to think of her situation at all times.
Yeah.
I think I'm a gentleman. Okay, what else?
Second thing is a hard worker.
Yeah, I'm that. Yeah, and women want that.
And yeah, I'm that. Women want me.
No, that was a question. I was asking a question. Like, I'm that. Women want that?
Oh, yeah, they want that. Yeah, I didn't hear the inflection with the question mark.
No, no.
Okay.
Stay classy, San Diego.
And then the most desirable quality is education. So they want to, or an educated man. Doesn't mean, I don't think that means you have to have a certain amount of degrees, but you can, that you read and you're informed and you're.
My girlfriend is more educated than I am now.
Yeah.
She just got her master's and I do not have that. I have a, you know, regular old 4-year degree. So maybe she doesn't want me anymore. Do you think that she thinks she's intellectually superior and she needs to find a guy
someone else,
that stimulates her?
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she needs to go for an MD or a PhD?
I'm sure she's stimulated just fine.
All right.
With you and all your questions about the world.
She hates when I start to go, well, how do we even know?
Right.
And what if, Yeah, I do that a lot. Annoyingly. What are the two things they don't want?
Having a bad temper.
I have no temper whatsoever.
You have oddly no temper, to where it's sort of, I wouldn't say concerning, but
I don't think having temper.
It's not about, yours isn't even about temper. Like, you don't raise your voice ever. You don't argue. I mean, you could be annoyed, but you just internalize it all.
Hmm. I think every situation is like a wave in the ocean. One wave itself could be a big deal, but if you zoom out, it's just a wave. There's just so much going on. Why would you focus all your attention on the small things?
Hmm.
And anytime you and I get in a fight, I know we're going to be over it anyway. So why am I going to get mad? And I'm not an angry person.
I don't snap. An awesome way to look at it. I worry about it for, like, I don't know, 72 hours.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it. Okay, well, what else do they not want?
Being a drunk.
Oh, I don't drink at all. Look at me.
Look at you. You're basically Vanity perfect. Fair's
Dang!
Male model here.
Dang, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you, Eddie, what would you say of those bad qualities? Because you have a temper, right?
Little bit, though. I mean, it only comes out when I feel cornered, and it's pretty rare. Like, if I get cornered and I have nowhere to go, yeah, that's when I go looking for a broom to break. But
but only a broom, right? Like, you go break stuff. You never punch anybody.
No. I've never hit a person, but I squeeze, like, I'll squeeze food sometimes. Like, if I'm really upset and I'm
Are you kidding? You are so
Wait,
weird.
What did he say?
He squeezes food.
Wait, no judgment, but tell me more.
No
Does
judgment.
It feel
no.
good?
Oh, well, let me say this before you get going. A lot of judgment coming from me. Amy's going to give you none.
I'm not giving you any because I want to know if it's satisfying.
All right, this is
it. Oh, Amy, it was perfect. It was a cheeseburger, and it was warm and everything. So I'm eating it, and I was like, I'm trying to eat. Let's not argue. And then she kept going and kept going. I'm like, I'm trying to eat. And then I went, I can't even enjoy my burger. And it was awesome, Amy.
I could see how that could maybe be desirable.
To squeeze your burger?
I don't know. I've never tried it. But I've thrown the water bottle before. And also that time I slammed down the milk carton and milk went everywhere. It was a real bummer to clean it up, but it felt good when it happened.
You guys are weirdos.
We're not weird.
I have no rage in me ever. But I remember.
That's why I said concerning.
I remember.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Yellowstone National Park. The park is closed because, oh, Corona, you're not allowed to go. But one lady wanted to see the hot spring, so she drove, went in it anyway, wanted to take a selfie, got a little too close, slipped, fell in the hot spring, and had to be airlifted to the hospital.
Dang, that stinks. Because one, she fell in, that stinks, and is burned. Two, she had to call someone to get her out. That's embarrassing. And then three, she makes the national news. Like, that's three strikes. But she's okay, though, right?
Yeah, she's okay. She's just in the hospital.
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
In the midst of the pandemic, which has cost so much business, Marco's Pizza Shop in The Colony, Texas, was robbed, along with a few other nearby businesses on April 19th. Security camera footage shows the burglars fumbling through drawers and leaving basically empty-handed. Instead of being upset about the break-in, it led Marco's owner, whose name is Chamal, to take it as a sign to do something to help. He posted a heartfelt message on Facebook with an offer to feed anyone in need. He wrote, "In the coming months, if you find yourself in a situation unable to put food on the table, please stop by our store. There is no need to be shy or embarrassed. We will make sure your family gets a meal." The message has been getting lots of support from the community. Many people have commented they'll be eating at Marco's now to keep the business going so he can support doing this. And it was just an act of kindness from this guy that is now kind of going back on him as more acts of kindness toward him, which is pretty cool. So I wanted to share that inside of Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hope you guys had a good weekend. On Friday after the show, I threw my girlfriend a surprise graduation because she didn't get to graduate. Nobody did. So I know she was bummed because she had a big graduation party planned where it was the first time she was going to get to see a lot of her family in months. So I was bummed out for her, much like I'm bummed out for a lot of people. But so in the morning before I went to work, I got her a set of golf clubs because she's wanted to learn how to play golf. So I'm like, okay, great. So I got her a set of golf clubs, put a bow on it. That was that. Well, then came home after the show And I said, hey, I'm going to go. Let's go to Starbucks. We took a drive to Starbucks together. I had a friend come over and decorate the house. But I had it all set up to where I had a talking, desk. What are the?
Podium?
Yeah, that's a good word. So the podium, I had the TV behind me that I had put on screen share with my phone that said, congrats, Caitlin. I had ordered 2 cap and gowns. I had the music, I had a speaker up. And so when we got home, it came in. It was, na, 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 na. She's like, what is this? So I said, put this on. So I gave her the cap and gown. And she was like, what is happening? And so I have a friend who's a photographer. And so he was in the house. We didn't really touch each other because of all social distancing. But he came in the house and took a bunch of pictures. I gave a speech. And then she gave a little speech. And then we threw the hats and had a graduation.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was about 15, 20 minutes long. But she didn't get that. So we did it. And then I was like, all right, next up, we got in the car and we drove a long way. And drove over and saw her mom and dad again.
Oh my gosh.
So that's what we did this weekend.
So special. I'm sure she appreciated that so much because it still ended up being a special day. Because, mm-hmm. That's a huge deal. Like, to go back and she got her master's and then to kind of wonder, like, this is not how I planned it, but you still found a way to make it special. I love it.
So got her a good gift. We had a ceremony and a tiny, tiny party. We went to Fort Gibson, Oklahoma, which is not that far. I mean, it's not easy, but it's not that far. So, but it was good. We had a good Monday. I saw, or a good Friday, because it was Friday.
Friday.
I saw that you did the virtual prom with Jake Owen.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. I didn't know what it would be like, but it was just cool to see people really pumped to, for one, see some good live music, because Jake performed. And so many people were saying how much they missed just seeing performances. And so for some kids, it was their legit prom. For some older people that were on there, they were even commenting they didn't experience prom when they were younger, so this was what they were making their prom. And he crowned a prom king and queen, which were kids, by the way, that were 18, so it was cool. I DM'd with the guy that got crowned the king, and it was really special.
I felt bad for all the kids that didn't get to go to prom.
Yeah. No, this is a total bummer. Like, I was looking, I saw his mom posted some Instagram stories and she tagged me because she knew he was going to get crowned king. He didn't. And so they're watching and she posted the videos. And I thought, oh my goodness, like, he's sitting there with his mom at a kitchen table and this is his prom.
Yeah.
Well, which is special, but not how it's supposed to be.
And let me say this to everyone who's like, dang, prom's a little overrated.
Totally.
It's still fun and it's a memory. But it's a little overrated, but I just wish you would have got to have celebrated that overratedness as part of your rite of passage.
Exactly.
You know? So it is a stinker, but that was fun. And Jake texted me. He was like, hey, you coming to the prom? And I was like, what is he talking? I forgot it was a virtual prom.
Yeah.
And then he hits me up, because Jake and I are friends. He goes, hey, do you want a Peloton together? We can do cameras now. And I was like, huh? He goes, we can ride and talk to each other. And I was like, I'm trying to ride an exercise bike and have a conversation.
So wait, you can the cameras sync up?
I guess so. I'll find you his message. I guess you can, there's like a cam thing on there.
Yeah, but there is, but I mean, I thought it was just so that you could see the instructors. I didn't know it could record you.
Oh yeah, no, it says, hey, this new video feature on Peloton, let me know if you ever want to do cardio and look at my pretty face. We should do a group video under Fight, Grind, Repeat.
Nice.
So I just pushed like on it.
Oh, you didn't even reply? Oh,
I just
no.
Did a thumbs up. All right, Lunchbox took a hidden mic out this weekend. And what was the goal, Lunchbox?
I was to get free food. You know, seniors 2020, we missed out on prom. We missed out on graduation. So I went to different drive-thrus and said, hey, I'm depressed. Can you cheer me up by giving me free food?
Do you think when people look at you, though, you look like you're 18?
I do. I really do. When I'm clean shaven, I look very young. I have a young face. And so people are like, oh, you know, I could see you being 18.
You're how old?
I'm 38.
Okay. Amy, do you think you would look at Lunchbox and think he's 18?
Not 18, but I don't know. When he's really hairy, he's right. He looks older. But when he's fresh like a baby, maybe 30, oh, 25, wow. But not 18.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Here's Lunchbox seeing if they'll think he's 18 years old. Here is clip one.
My name is Stephanie. How can I help you?
Yeah, class of 2020. Woo-woo! Graduated!
Congratulations!
Thank you! That's what I'm talking about, man. It's a little sad, but do I get a free Whopper?
No, sir. I can't give you a free Whopper, but I can give you a free cookie.
Okay. I mean, I'll take a free cookie. I'm coming through because I graduate. I'm the first one in my family to graduate high school.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe it. Like, I was ready to walk the stage and I'm so sad, but I'm coming to get my free cookie.
All right. Pull out around for me, please.
All right. See you in a second.
All right.
She's nice.
So nice.
Yeah.
Why did you have to like extend your lie to that? Now you're the, not only are you graduating, but you're the first person in your family.
I just sounded better, Amy. It felt better in the heart. And guess what? It worked because she gave me two cookies.
Wait, yeah. You're not actually supposed to take the food. You're just supposed to see if they think you're 18. Did you take the food?
Oh, I ate those cookies like no tomorrow, man.
Well, Now it's like stealing.
No, I didn't. It's not stealing, guys. If someone gives you something that is just, okay, I didn't take the cookies, whatever. Right. If that's what you, yeah.
If that's what we need to hear.
Yeah,
so you're
going to
lie again, okay.
All right. Here is the next one.
Go ahead with your order.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Oh, you know, I'm just celebrating. I am a class of 2020 high school graduate.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm the Valley Victorian. And guess what?
What?
I didn't even get to give a speech because there was no graduation.
I know, right? Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I'm very sad and I've been crying. But the only thing that can dry my eyes is a free Wendy's Frosty.
I got you.
Oh.
You got me? Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, my gosh. I love you so much.
Thank you so much, baby.
All right. Yeah, graduate!
Well, I guess what I hear here is apparently the valedictorian doesn't even know how to say it.
Yeah, did he said, say valedvic?
No, he said valley Victorian.
Yeah.
Do you want to play that? Raymond, don't play that part back again.
Go ahead with your order.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Oh, you know, I'm just celebrating. I am a class of 2020 high school graduate.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm the Valley Victorian. And guess what?
The Valley Victorian. And so she gave you a free Frosty, huh?
Gave me a free Frosty. Pulled up, and there it was. Free Frosty. What up?
These people are awesome.
So nice.
They are awesome.
All right, let's do one more.
I'm out here.
Yeah, man. Graduating senior right here, high school. I made it. I did it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. But the problem is, you know what? There's this thing called Corona, so I didn't get to put my cap and gown on. So I'm hoping you can cheer me up with a free burger.
You don't sound like you're in high school.
No, I'm not in high school. I just graduated.
Nah, you don't. You sound older.
Nah, man. I'm 18. Just turned 18 yesterday.
All right, I got you.
Oh, yeah, you're the best, man.
So then what happened?
I got a free burger.
Wow.
What? He didn't.
But
he's
he
just,
knew he wasn't.
What about when he saw your face?
The guy was like, you sound 50. All right, so.
Oh, that was awesome.
Lunchbox went and just said he was graduating high school, and they gave you two free cookies.
A free Frosty and a free burger. I mean, guys, it was a free meal and dessert.
And you gave that all to somebody on the side of the road, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw someone with a sign that said, you know, we'll work for food. And I was like, here you go. On behalf of the seniors, 2020.
Are you lying?
Yeah, I ate it.
Okay.
Gosh. All right. But I gave my wife part of the cookie and some of the Frosty.
What did you learn from this?
What I learned is that people are really, like, sympathetic towards the seniors of 2020, and they want to make you feel better. So if you're a senior, go out and ask for things.
Yeah, I think what I learned is, all three of those people were really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Working the speaker. I always wanted to work the speaker somewhere. I have this insatiable need to be heard, Amy.
Okay. Well, you have a microphone.
All right.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a woman shared on Reddit that her sister is having twins and that her sister wants to name the twins Ross and Rachel from Friends.
Oh, wow.
And she has a problem with it. She thinks it's a terrible idea, especially since Ross and Rachel were a romantic couple. Thoughts, please.
I don't hate it. I don't think the fact they're romantic on a TV show means you can't name the kids after them.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. It's not like it's Corona and COVID. It's two beloved characters from probably her childhood. Go for it.
Yeah, I know. I just think of when the kids get older and they learn who they were named after. And Friends will probably still be something people watch years from
maybe.
Now.
Maybe, okay.
And say they're watching it and they're like, wait a second. We're brother and sister. Ew. Like, it just could be a thing.
It could be, but again, I'm going to go with it's okay. It's two people that she loves from her childhood. They were good people. It doesn't mean that brother and sister are going to hook up.
Oh, I hope not.
Okay. All right. What else?
Okay. So we should all be washing more than our hands. I think we know that. Wash your hands, the tops of your hands, your wrist, your thumbs, all the sides, everywhere. But I saw that the CDC put out, please don't forget to wash your rings, your watch, other jewelry that you have on your hands, because their research shows that the skin underneath rings contains more germs than the skin on fingers without rings, which, Bobby, you don't wear,
I don't wear jewelry,
jewelry really, yeah. But I do, and I don't always take my rings off and wash, so ew.
I wish we had like a flashback, doom, 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 to about a year ago, any time from about a year to the last 10 years when I would say things like, hey, we should wash our phones. Or we should wash our, and you guys would just ridicule me. Oh, yeah.
I wipe mine down.
No. Years ago, you would make fun. I would clean my credit cards because people were touching
that them. That I made fun of
you. You'd make fun of me.
Now I clean mine every day. Yeah.
Now all of a sudden.
I don't even use it and I clean it.
Yeah. If it's out touching stuff, clean it.
Right. And so they said alcohol prep pads would be easy things to like keep in your purse if you want to just randomly like clean your rings or your watch. But if you want to get real serious about it, you can get a UV sanitizer. Just keep it at home.
Nobody's doing that.
Okay. Well,
we're lucky to be able to wash their hands.
Well, you can put your credit cards and your phone inside of it.
Nobody's getting one of those.
Okay. So there's a shopping cart theory that will determine whether or not you're a good person.
What if you take it back, right?
Basically. So a lot of people were debating this online, talking about how it's a simple test. Like if someone goes and puts it back, like either where you store carts or all the way back in the store, then they're probably a good person and they can self-govern and make good choices for themselves and other people without being threatened that something is going to happen.
I wrote about that a lot in my first book, how taking a cart, because I used to have to drag carts. And now I will take a cart back to just save that person a little bit of time and effort. And how you can judge someone based on if they care about others that they'll never see and they'll never know by if they'll take their cart back or not.
Yeah. The post online went on to say that someone who doesn't return carts is no better than an animal.
Well, that's not true.
Well, it said because they can only be made to do the right thing when the law is threatening them. Like, because you don't get in trouble for not returning a cart.
Maybe they are in a hurry, though, too. There are other circumstances. As a former cart grabber, for the most part, people don't take them back inside, and I don't think most people are bad.
Okay. You're a taker-backer?
Sure.
Okay, me too. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The final two episodes of the Michael Jordan documentary aired last night. How many of the 10 did you watch?
I think I've seen the two.
Two full episodes?
Yeah, for sure. The one with Dennis Rodman, that where he was featured and going to Vegas, and then and the one about his dad.
Oh yeah,
that was
crazy, huh?
Those are the two I've seen.
Such a good series.
So good.
I did see the highest price paid for a pair of sneakers was achieved yesterday, as Sotheby's sold a signed pair of Air Jordan 1s for $560,000.
Oh my goodness!
Crazy. It sold for more than Nike actually paid him to wear them back in the day.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Where they, for a whole season, they had him wear Jordans and they paid him $500,000. These shoes sold for $560,000.
One pair of shoes.
Yeah, I'm in on this auction right now to try to win something pretty cool, 90s Bulls experience related. I don't want to say what it is right now, but I sent Eddie a note yesterday. I said, if I win this, we're going to do this.
I'm hoping.
So it's an experience?
Yeah, it's an experience.
It's not like a ball.
No, I don't care about that stuff. No. It's an experience. I probably won't win.
But it's from the 90s?
It's a 90s experience, yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to guess what it could be. I'm trying to understand what you're...
Well, I don't want to say too much because people will get on it then.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm trying to get it.
No more questions.
Yeah. And then you get to go play like 5-on-5 in the Bulls court.
Okay, why are you giving the details now?
I'm not going to win it because big ballers jump in this stuff, but it would be cool. So that happened. I did see a story, too, that said men are less likely to wear face masks because they're, quote, not cool and, quote, a sign of weakness. Men in the U.S. report less intention than women to wear face coverings, especially in counties that don't mandate them. This, the author says, suggests that face coverings on men will not be worn as much because they're like, hey, I don't want to wear it because people think I'm a wimp.
Okay. Wait,
here's the thing about a mask. It's you're mostly not wearing it for you. You're wearing it for someone else, right?
Right. So men should look at it as they're being, if you don't want to be perceived as weak, do you want to be perceived as not thoughtful?
Well, that's what it is for me. If I see someone, we went to a juice place yesterday and you couldn't go in without a mask. And I was embarrassed I didn't have one. And I was like, oh man, I'm not going to be the guy that even tries, because I feel like it's selfish of me to go in somewhere without a mask.
Exactly.
I don't feel like if I see someone without a mask and I'm like, look how tough they are, I'm like, oh, they're not thinking of other people right now. Mm-hmm. So to all the dudes out there that are listening, both of you, or maybe there are three of them that listen total, but it's okay to wear a mask because you're looking out for others, right?
Yeah. I would find it way more attractive if my husband was one of those guys that was like, no, I'm too good. I can't wear a mask. I would be less attracted to him.
Your husband, by the way, did he do his yard minute?
Yeah. He put it together. I didn't say anything. He had it all himself and recorded it.
Amy's husband loves mowing and making his yard green. And whenever Amy had to sell her house, they were like, hey, who does your yard? And he was super proud because he does the yard.
Yeah, they wanted the yard guy's number because they wanted to continue service. And my husband was so proud of that. You'll hear it.
Okay, so should I just let it rip?
So a listener called in asking for advice, yeah. And then that's where this came from. It's not like he was just offering it up.
Is it going to be good or is it going to be boring?
I have no idea. Just play it. Okay, I don't know what you're going to think.
Here we go. This is Amy's
husband.
Remember,
he's not used to talking to people.
Okay, here's the yard minute. Everything's a minute now. Here's Amy's husband's yard minute. Go ahead.
Okay, so Amy has asked me to do a yard minute. I think this is due to a lot of attention I've recently gathered from passerbys. Just want to know like what the trick is to making sure you have, you know, or maximizing the potential of your yard. I still prescribe to all the standard stuff of making sure you aerate and make sure you overseed and make sure you put fertilizer down. I use all organic fertilizer. That's just my decision. But the real key that I think has made the difference in every lawn I've had, yes, anywhere we've ever lived, has been at least once a year is to rake out all the dead grass. Because especially if you have a well-established yard, it's kind of hard if it's a new yard, but if it's a well-established yard, some of that stuff seems like it chokes out the good grass, or gives it a hard time, you know, coming up and growing. So really from the beginning, just spend that day. Remember, honey, like I worked hard and I raked it all out. And then any of the holes I filled in with seed and then watered them from there. It came up good. Solid green.
I don't remember. I'm sure
you don't have in your calendar the day he worked really hard.
I'm sure it was a special day.
There it is. That's the yard. Nice job. Hey, nice job in the yard.
My favorite part is I'm sure from all the attention I've gathered recently for my yard, he's in his own yard competition, by the way. Just to clarify, he really legit feels like he is competing with our neighbors, and they have no idea.
Well, we were together, me, Eddie, your husband, and we were talking about social media, and he was like, hey, man, I've been killing it on LinkedIn. He was like, I basically have gone viral with my LinkedIn.
Yeah. He loves to tell me how many endorsements he gets a day, which is like a like or a follow on Instagram, but it's an endorsement on LinkedIn.
Oh, that's what it is? I'm not on LinkedIn. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He could probably help you out. He'd endorse you right away.
Nice. Let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What's an artist's favorite shoes? Skechers, of course.
Oh, nice. Of course.
That was the Morning Corny. Bobby
Bones Show. All right, let's check a voicemail. This one's from Nashville.
Morning, studio. I have a question for Eddie. My friend bought Bobby's second book at a used bookstore in Nashville. On the inside, there was a note to Eddie signed by Bobby. So my question for Eddie is, did you make money off of Bobby's book?
I don't understand.
Okay, so
what did she say?
Wow, you gave away Bobby's.
There's no chance I have them both.
My second book is called Fail Until You Don't. It's a motivational book, and I'm sure at some point I gave Eddie one and signed it for him. And I guess at some other point he sold it to make a buck.
No chance. This is false. I want to see a picture of this, Bones, because I mean, I'll have to check, but I know where those two books are.
Yeah, why don't you check and take a picture and let us see?
I will. And you know, and I'm not into ever throwing my wife under the bus, but if those books aren't where I left them, she did this. She did this. I did not.
Okay. How do you feel right now?
I'm embarrassed. I can't believe it. If this is true, I'm...
And I probably wrote some heartfelt note to Eddie. He was like my best friend. And I'm like, hey, man, just wouldn't be here without you. We've been together for years and years and years. We were together before we did radio together from, you know, 15 years ago. The first day I met you, I knew we'd be friends forever. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. And then you donated to Books A Million.
Crazy. Books A Million. It's crazy. I can't believe that.
Hey, thank you for the call. We're definitely going to follow up on that. Amy, anything you'd like to say to Eddie?
Wow.
Amy goes, how much you get? Because Amy's got like a whole library of them for me, son.
Oh, I actually have found in my book drawer, I found your last book, and I have two signed copies. You must have given me one and then forgot that you signed one and gave it to me because I have another one.
I just walk around signing books. Anybody who'll take it, I'll be like, hey, will you take us? Yeah.
Yes, notes to me, but different notes.
Oh, wow. I must have really been feeling it. I was like, you mean so much to me. Here's another one. Okay, we'll find out soon enough. Mm-hmm. All right, time to pick our favorite canned foods. Amy will be going first. And after we all draft our teams of canned foods today, go over to BobbyBones.com and vote on the full team that you would like to have in your canned pantry. Amy, canned foods. What's the first canned food you're selecting?
I am going with SpaghettiOs.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah.
I had it on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Mark it off here.
Okay, take it off. Wow, all it wasn't very up high on your list.
Well, my list isn't all... Don't look at my list.
I just looked at where you were...
Don't look at my list.
Okay, I can't see your list.
You saw that it wasn't at the top of my list,
because
though.
I could see you were scratching out at the bottom.
Okay, well...
I mean...
What does that tell you about your pick?
It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
What does that tell you about your pick, then?
Sounds like it wasn't that great.
SpaghettiOs are good, though.
I know they are.
Okay, over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, the favorite canned food. What's your pick?
Oh, yeah, with this pick, you want a lot of variety, and with variety, you get soup. I'll take soup with my pick. Thank you.
All right. Soup.
Okay.
All right. Let's go over to Morgan number two.
I got to go with a good old staple. It's some baked beans.
Baked beans. All right. Nice. All right, Raymundo.
I'm going to copy M2 and go the boring route. Give me a can of corn.
Oh, yeah, corn. Corn is so good.
Dang.
And I love corn.
He did it in the DJ voice, too.
Dang.
I'm going to go with Manwich. Manwich.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Manwich. I feel pretty strong about Manwich. I feel like as a end of the first round pick, I'm going to do that. All right. First round picks are in. Now we go backward this round, and I'm going to go with Chef Boyardee beef ravioli.
Strong.
As my second pick.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be specific in these because you need to hit people in the heart. All right, I'm going Chef Boyardee beef ravioli. Ray, go ahead.
Oh, man. When you are sick, there is one thing you want.
Oh, no.
And it is chicken noodle soup.
That's a good one.
So
dang.
Good.
Yeah. Chicken noodle soup. It. Chicken noodle soup. All right. That chicken noodle's a strong one. I can't believe you went corn over chicken noodle soup, though, Ray.
It kind of just followed him too. I just wanted to go with a staple as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go over to Morgan.
I'm going to go with a staple too. This one is some green beans.
Green beans. Okay. Now let's go over to Lunchbox.
Yeah. When I want to make something, you know, you once you pop, you can't stop. Give me some Pringles.
Interesting.
That is in a can, I guess.
Huh. Okay. Technically, I guess.
Okay.
What, is that not a can?
Okay.
It's a can. It's absolutely a can.
Is that a canned food? I don't care if it isn't. I mean, Scuba Steve, would you say Pringles is a canned food?
It's technically in a can. It's not the traditional top of a can.
There you go.
But it is a can.
There you go.
Yes.
So give it to him.
More of a canister, but okay. Amy, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go with black beans.
Black beans. Wow. Okay. There you go.
Wow. What? They're so good.
Is this the worst draft we've ever done? All right. Okay. Let me see the first two rounds, please. Here we go. Amy, so far, you have drafted SpaghettiOs and black beans.
Is that not good?
It is good. These are also, this is a ridiculous pick today.
Okay.
What is your third pick?
Man, I'm kind of debating if I should go something fruity out of a can or stay basic and do like tuna.
It's up to you.
Oh, wow, tuna.
No, oh, but no, I like when you give me some sort of direction.
It's up to you.
This is the last round.
I know. Go with
okay.
Go with peas.
No, I do love green peas, though. They're so good. I'm going to go with... okay, I love canned peaches.
Oh, peaches are good. I have peaches. Okay, good.
Canned peaches.
All right, over to Lunchbox. Favorite canned food?
Give me a can of nuts.
All right, a can of nuts.
That's right.
All right. Let's go over to... Who's next?
Morgan 2.
Morgan 2?
I like to eat these by the handful. I'm going with olives.
Ugh.
All right, Raymundo.
I'm going to be diverse and mix it up. I kind of want to go with a fruit, and we all have this in our pantry right now. They never go bad, and it's going to be awesome eating these all summer long. Give me pineapple chunks.
Oh, nice. So good. Yeah. Oh, wow. I did not think of those.
Am I the last pick here?
Yep.
Well, Vienna sausages are an option. I'm looking at my list here. Tomato soup is a third round pick I'm looking at. I know. But I think I'm going to keep it 100% my heart and go with cranberry sauce. Oh.
The Thanksgiving
okay.
special.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Cranberry
yeah.
sauce. Interesting.
Hey, if you got to put in a can opener, there it is. All right, vote for your favorite group of canned food.
But try not to think about eating them collectively.
Well, I kind of plan mine as such. Manwich, beef ravioli, cranberry sauce. A little dessert
Yum.
There.
Okay.
That's like a Thanksgiving dinner in a can. All right, there you go. Vote for that at BobbyBones.com. Vote for your favorite team of canned food. All right. Remind us never to do canned food again.
I thought it was going to be more fun than that, honestly.
Yeah.
I was excited about it.
Our audio producer, Raymundo, describes himself as... What do you say, Raymundo, about you?
Yeah, I'm an alpha male, manly man, pretty much a guy's guy.
And so he hit me up. He goes, hey, can we do a segment called The Man Minute? And I was like, what's that about? And he goes, just trust me on this one. So here it is. He's even built, you know, the sound effects for the segment. Here's Raymundo's Man Minute.
Let's get manly. It's The Man Minute with Raymundo.
All right, so it is summer right now, and people are trying to get their beer cold, and you want to get it cold as fast as possible, and you want it to be as cold as possible. And the way to do it, and most people don't even know about this, you just add salt. And I'm not talking about just a little bit of salt you'd put on your food. You're going to just dump a whole cup of salt in your cooler, and it is going to freeze that beer in 2 to 3 minutes, and it's going to be colder. It's all about physics. Don't ask me how it works, but just use the salt, y'all. Eddie, I know you've probably tried it before.
I've heard of it, so I'm on board with this.
And you can even put the salt in your beer. Tastes even better.
Wait, yeah. Really?
No, ew.
Yeah,
that's gross.
And then you'll be puffy. So salt and ice, right?
Yeah, and you could actually even pour some water in there because you want it to not... It's like you would think the ice is what makes it the coldest, but it's when it's a liquidy form because I believe the salt kind of melts the ice a little bit. So, yeah, just dump it all in there. But it's not just the old back in the day with cubes of ice. You want to put that salt.
All right, there it is. The Man Minute.
That was The Man Minute with Raymundo.
Raymundo, can you walk me through this audio thing that you created and tell me what the little elements are? Because I think I hear like an engine roar. Like what?
Yep,
play it again for me real quick.
Let's get manly. It's the Man Minute with Raymundo.
So what do we have in there?
The first thing's the race car, and then it's the big announcer voice, which is me, and then there's a boxing ring bell that they do at the end of each round or when a round starts, and then Survivor's the bed.
Okay. And Survivor because?
It seemed like I'm a wilderness guy.
Okay. All right, Raymundo. Thank you for that Man Minute. If you want to freeze your beer faster, get your beer cold faster, put salt in the ice. All right, there it is.
Yep.
All right. We love music on this show. I'm a music nerd. Eddie's a music nerd. Let's go to music school.
Bobby and Eddie's music school is now in session.
Up in the morning and out to school.
All right, Eddie, you're up first.
All right, well, I'm just going to wish someone happy birthday. It's George Strait's 68th birthday today.
Wow.
Happy birthday to the king.
And tell me something about George Strait that maybe I don't know.
Well, what's interesting is George holds the record for the most country number one singles at 61 number ones, which is huge. And his first one was Full Hearted Memory back in the day.
He's got a full-hearted memory.
He can't even play all of his number ones at a show.
I know. We've been to a show and we're like, all right, well, that was all number ones, but we didn't hear half of them.
Yeah. Like, he has how many? 61, you say?
Yeah, 61. And he has sold more than 100 million records worldwide, which makes him one of the best-selling music artists of all time.
So 61, let's say 61 songs times 3 minutes and 30 seconds. If he just played, think about that, how long that would be. And that's with no talking, going song to song to song to song, right?
You have the number?
So do you have it?
No.
3.5.
This is so you to come up with his number, though. I love it.
What? Well, I mean, I get it.
Because it's going to be like the longest concert ever.
It would be 3 hours and 5 minutes, but that's with no talking whatsoever. And that's with no breaks, no talking. It would be a
song to song.
It'd be a 4-hour concert to just hear the number ones. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, but what's cool about seeing George in concert is that there are no smoke and mirrors. Like, it's just him standing up there with his guitar and his band, but they don't, like, it isn't a huge show. They don't run around and break stuff. It's just like, you've got a fool heart on to the
very
next
simple
song. I love it. It's simple.
Yeah, I mean, I could use some smoke and mirrors. I'll be honest with you. I
no,
went.
No.
I mean, all the songs are great, but I'm going to be honest. Unpopular opinion here. I want to see like things on Jumbotrons and great. Play the hits and give us something else to watch too. He doesn't really move when he plays.
Mm-mm.
He just stands
no
there. Amy's a humongous George Strait fan. Amy, your top three George songs. Number three.
Number three is going to be The Chair.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I don't think I caught your name.
Number two.
Oceanfront property.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
And your number one George Strait song?
Amarillo by Morning.
Of course.
Of course.
I knew that one.
Amarillo by Morning. Up from San Antonio.
Which one do you want to play now? Because we'll play one.
Well, let's play the number one.
Okay, we always play this when we talk
okay
about George Strait.
Okay, well, then Strait. No, let's
now
play.
We have
no,
to,
no,
though.
No, no, no,
you've
no.
Already
no, you're right.
What?
Now that I think about it, we always do. That is my go-to. So I will pick Oceanfront Property to switch it up.
Okay.
Nice.
Eddie's Music School, George Strait turned 68 and has 61 number one songs. Wow. All right.
Fun story, Bones. Fun story. I got a friend of mine growing up. He only spoke Spanish, and he loved Oceanfront Property, but he would call it I Gotcha.
Go ahead.
He thought the name of the song was, hey, I like I Gotcha. Because I got some Oceanfront Property.
Well, also a fun story about George Strait. Amy used to go to George Strait's ranch as a kid.
Well, my uncle was the manager of it. Yeah, I only visited him once, but it was pretty awesome. I mean, we'd see my uncle other times, but he like invited me down to the ranch and spent the night there and saw George.
Awesome.
And it was
yeah
like, I was such a dork. I wore a George Strait shirt. So dumb.
To George Strait's ranch?
Yes. I wish my uncle would have said to me, but I mean, I was 8 years old or something, but really.
I don't think that's being a dork. I think that's being a kid.
I know, and I'm sure my uncle saw it as that, but if I was my uncle today and I was invited, I'd be like, hey, switch your shirt.
All right, here we go. Class dismissed. There we go.
Class dismissed. That was Bobby and Eddie's Music School. Bobby and Eddie's Music School is now in session.
Up in the morning and out to school.
All right, I wanted to get my lesson here in music today. I want to talk about cover songs that went number one, just like the originals. You know the song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith? Here's a clip of this. The crazy thing about this song, aside from our lesson today, it was Aerosmith's first and only pop number one ever, 1998. It was their first number one, and they've been around since the late 60s. But to have a song that was like the number one pop chart, that was it. Well, later that year, Mark Chestnut recorded a cover of this song.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you. And I don't want to miss a thing.
Mark Chestnut's cover spent 2 weeks at number one on the country charts in early 1999, and it's the last of his 8 number ones. And I was talking to the nut, that's what I call him, Mark Chestnut. on a recent episode of my podcast, The Bobbycast, and he was talking about when he met Steven Tyler backstage at an Aerosmith concert.
I was backstage. They let us come back there, and all of a sudden I hear this loud voice, and I know exactly who it is, singing, "I don't want to close my eyes." It's at the top of his lungs. And I turn around, it's Steven Tyler walking towards me. He's got his arms spread out like, you know, for a hug. And he comes up to me. I got my hand stuck out to shake his hand, and he just bear hugs me. And he's singing at the top of his lungs right in my ear.
So there you go. Mark Chestnut and Steven Tyler both go to number one with I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And there you go. Class is dismissed. Thank you.
Class dismissed. That was Bobby and Eddie's Music School.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I got a shout out to this New York couple, Sarah and Brian. It was supposed to be their wedding weekend, but coronavirus obviously got in the way. But they decided to still dress up in their wedding attire. They decorated their truck, you know, like just married. And then they drove around collecting cans of food and checks to be donated to the Island Harvest Food Bank. And they even collected $5,000.
Wow.
So it was still a super special way to spend their wedding weekend. It wasn't what they imagined it would be, but they made the best of it.
That's great. Wow. Good for them. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones. Come on. Hey, we did put up the Bonesies. Morgan created the pandemic Bonesies, and people voted. Favorite drink while quarantined? Wine was the big winner. Mm. Wine, then beer, then White Claw, then quarantinis, whatever that is. I don't know what that
no,
was.
No, it's like some cocktail that people were making in quarantine.
The best use of technology during the quarantine. The winner is the home radio broadcasting kit so we can stay on the air. But just barely. It barely beat Zoom.
Oh.
You would hope we'd win that by far, but they were like, you know, it's close. The best binge watch show went to Tiger King. The best board game went to Monopoly. The business or service that we missed most during quarantine. What'd you think? What'd you put?
Oh, eating out.
Hair.
Oh, yeah.
Doubled up the next one.
Still missed that.
Yeah. So you can see all the winners, BobbyBones.com. You can also see my trivia show that went up on Friday. Dirk Bentley is a guest. And so you can watch Dirk with his big old mustache. Come on, he's in Colorado. But check out the latest edition of Super Easy Trivia. Dirk Bentley is a guest and some listeners and... You know, we always give people money. Listeners win. We give to charity, all kinds of stuff. That's the end of the show today. Morgan, what can they listen to back on the podcast?
You shared the special surprise you did for your girlfriend's graduation day.
That's true. That's up there. All right, what else?
For today's fantasy draft, we drafted canned foods.
Our favorite canned foods. Very controversial draft as we went full blue with canned foods. All right, what else?
Amy's husband shared his first yard minute.
Yeah, Amy's husband has a segment now on the show. And then one other thing. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, Lunchbox tried to get some more free stuff meant for high school seniors.
All right. There you have it. Check it all on the podcast today. Just search for The Bobby Bones Show wherever you listen to your podcasts. That's it. Amy, anything today?
Oh, no. Just working on finding a house, which maybe we found, but don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I'll know more today, so that'll be a good feeling. What about you?
I have to return all my American Idol equipment. The finale was last night, so we get it. Mike D is the one that's boxed. Like, he put it all together and is stripping it all down, so I'll break it.
Oh, I'm glad you said returning things. I think we have to return stuff to my kid's school, so probably that too.
I have an interview with one of the news stations in Arkansas. There's a car cleaning place near my house that's finally open. So I'm taking my car over to get it cleaned because I had dog hair in it everywhere. Mm. And I've tried to clean it, but the dog hair won't come all the way out. So I'm going to take that over there. I'm going to record an interview with Brett Michaels, who will be on the show tomorrow. So awesome. All that. Yeah. Brett Michaels, by the way, is the lead singer of Poison. Every rose has its thorn. You know that song?
Yeah.
All right. First song you ever learned on guitar, by the way.
What was the first one I learned?
Do you know how to play guitar?
I learned it for a little bit.
You probably did Metallica.
No, it wasn't that. It was
House of the Rising Sun.
Yes, House of the Rising Sun.
By the Animals, I believe.
Mm-hmm. There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun.
That one?
Yep.
Yeah. Amy, can you still play that now?
Nope.
Oh.
All right.
Good times.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Check. Bobby Bones Show.